Step 16. Who are your priorities? Our first priority should be a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. It is a solid foundation for building any other relationship. Communicate with Him the moment you wake up and throughout the day, ending it with thankfulness no matter what happened, because no weapon formed against us will prosper unless we allow it. Listen to the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and acknowledge all things that He brought to your attention on this day, which can teach you to listen more and speak less. Don't take for granted the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, dying for our sins in order for us to have full access to His benefits, His inheritance as His child. Embrace joy as you receive another beautiful day filled with plenty of opportunity to show unconditional grace, patience, and love. If you want to know what is expected of you in any relationship, start with the areas that you've noticed currently lack within your closest relationships. Starting there can open other doors of knowledge and allow you to gracefully enter. You can't say you weren't taught how to treat someone, since the greatest teacher is lack. Lack is similar to an orchestrator of music. Lack knows what is missing the moment sound is heard and can direct you to the right tone. You may struggle to find balance because you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking at others and not yourself. Things that keep you off balance are the tools that can be used in providing balance. Lack is not always a negative thing. It leads to the path of growth, happiness in yourself, and the desire to continue to take responsibility of your contributions or lack thereof. And it allows you to become excited with the increase of wisdom gained throughout the process. And that's a win. Nowadays, we have everything at our fingertips. We can search online, study, read, listen, or even post a question on how to have a successful relationship. We must still put in the effort to seek and find the path in Him, in His Word. Every situation in this life can be found in His Word. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Not one thing. A relationship with God is the best teacher and will guide you on how to have a successful relationship with anyone. When you understand the benefits of how important it is to build that closeness with Him prior to any other relationship, since He knows you best, that's a sign you're ready to start building a solid foundation for your person. And that doesn't mean only financially. It covers mental, social, and emotional stability. The list depends on each person. God will show you areas that need to be worked on, including how to increase your area of strength. He'll also give you other keys during your growth journey that opens doors leading to additional knowledge, wisdom, and unconditional everything. As a single person, a relationship with the Lord is vital. It's the first true love that will provide tools to help you build a strong, solid foundation prior to building a relationship with your future spouse. The Lord will cause toxins deep within you to surface so you are able to let them go. Clear the space for unconditionals and lighten the baggage you'll bring on your next relationship trip. Everyone has baggage, and sometimes it contains things that shouldn't ever be worn again. It should have been tossed away many, many years ago. Sometimes we overpack out of fear. We think there won't be enough options to select from. We are unable to fit new relationship pieces in our baggage and wonder why we experience conflict early in our new relationship. Turn the mirror around. Ask yourself, what items should you discard from within your baggage? Did you know that each person we are intimate with leaves a piece of themselves within us, and it's not guaranteed to be a positive imprint on our heart? Remember, for some reason, you are no longer with that person. The most intimate relationship you will ever have before marriage, especially if you want a successful marriage, starts with those foundational pieces God's Word provides. Why? Because you will learn how to be committed, honest, dependable, consistent, reliable, and in speaking words of truth with patience, understanding, and grace. You will learn the importance of your words, the tone, the impact they'll have once spoken, knowing that the negative words are seeds that build up walls and chip away at the positive parts of your relationship's foundation without you even knowing. And then one day you wake up and wonder, what happened? Having a relationship with the Lord first will also teach and build your faith so that no weapon formed against you will prosper. You're able to see and hear the results gained from reading and believing His Word. I'm a firm believer that you don't have to test drive a car. You should know the brand, do the research, and review what others share about that type of car. The dealer is held accountable to a certain degree, and the percentage of getting a lemon is low. Once you've purchased the car, issues will, not maybe, but will arise immediately or months later. And that's with every car. Nothing is guaranteed to be perfect, even when purchasing a new car. Expectations to consider after purchasing a car. You'll need gas, steering fluid, and oil. And to maintain it, you'll need to upkeep the tires, windshield wipers, tune-ups, brakes, etc. You get the picture. Now let's parallel that with a relationship in mind. I'm a firm believer that you don't have to test drive your mate. If they are a believer seeking God and having a personal relationship with the Lord, and you've confirmed by researching and reviewing their character according to the Word and spent time around their closest family members so you could see the interactions through good and bad times, you've done well, but it doesn't foolproof your relationship with them. The information shared is held accountable to a certain degree, and the percentage of getting a lemon is low. Now, once you've signed on to be in a relationship with them, issues will arise. And that's with every relationship at any stage. Nothing is guaranteed to be perfect. And in time, as you put in the work, we become perfect for each other, not perfect for the world. Expectations to consider after starting a relationship. It's mandatory to show love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, along with tons of unconditional love. These are needed to maintain a healthy relationship. And in order to maintain the relationship, you must be calm in your communication. Reinforce love through verbal, physical, and emotional actions. Be honest, dependable, etc. You get the picture. And for each couple, the list is slightly different. Most people will tell you to make sure whoever you are dating has a solid job. Test drive all areas before committing and ask questions about their past before making a commitment. It's not necessary. People lose their jobs and may not bounce back quickly for whatever reason, or they're ready for a career change, which could take time. Also, they were 5 years ago a different person. Test driving doesn't guarantee it will run the same way in 5, 10, 30 years, or even 6 months. No guarantee. So why test drive? Why continue to give another person pieces of your intimate fabric just to find out they are not in a place to match your needs? Then you wonder why there's so much mental struggles. Our bodily system is confused. It's containing more than it was created to contain. Each time you test drive, it adds baggage for each passenger that rode with you. You walk away so heavy in all aspects of who you are. Trust God. Communicate your needs and desires and know that even those areas will change for both persons. But the bottom line is to love unconditionally and be committed. It reminds us that no one is perfect, and we should base our thoughts and decisions on the intent of the person's heart and not solely on their action, since we make unintentional mistakes from time to time. If you are single and looking for love, first date God. This allows you to learn and build a strong foundation for your future spouse. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Work on all the plank in your eye versus focusing on your mate's speck. I'll say it again. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Work on all the plank in your eye versus focusing on your mate's speck. Do you see any red flags? Sometimes we turn away from the red flags that clearly are waving in our face. We become so tired and start to settle by overlooking them and telling ourselves they are white flags. No, 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 red is red. And listen to your heart, otherwise the consequences will hurt more than walking away from a toxic person. You can't blame the devil for everything, and we shouldn't blame God at all. Take responsibility for your choices, actions, and consequences that precede those choices. For those married with or without children, our first priority is the immediate family, not church, not your education, job, or career, not your hobbies or your best friend, not even your parents, siblings, or significant family members. When you take care of God's family in the proper order, you eliminate a lot of confusion and create healthy boundaries for everyone. Our Heavenly Father will always take care of our needs. Fear and lack of time will cause us to make decisions independently and not seek His direction. We should not worry about tomorrow, what we will eat, drink, wear, or even where we should work or live. God wants us to enjoy today because tomorrow will have a new set of tasks, concerns, goals, and victories. Putting worldly tasks or goals that are not in an order that considers your immediate family will slowly break up your foundation, creating cracks. And that's when the enemy starts to battle our beliefs and cause doubt that the Lord will not take care of His children. I encourage you to always seek God first. Through His word, never feel rushed or pressured in any choices. This is your life, your future. If you find yourself rushing out of fear, don't worry. Time after time, you'll get frustrated enough and start to be more proactive in your choices. It's a learning curve worth experiencing. You can't build a solid foundation with broken pieces of your heart. Allow Him to heal those areas before starting any committed relationship. Consider counseling. It's a step in the right direction. Don't give up. If the first few counselors don't fit your need, keep trying until you find that person. It makes a big difference. And in doing so, you're learning to choose your partner with patience and grace as you did in finding your counselor. God's word has so many gems to find, learn, and implement them into your life. Here are a list of a few. Have a great day.